Tucked away in the rolling hills of Izmir on Turkey's Aegean coast, men and women harvest the grapes of Neath Vineyards. It's a young winery run by a young woman, Gaye Özcan.
We are such a new company, such a new wine brand. 2013 was going to be the first year for, you know, promoting and, you know, launching our wines. And of course, I was planning to do many tastings and events to get in contact with my potential consumers.
If Özcan sounds worried, it's because she is. The country's new alcohol law makes it illegal to advertise or promote alcohol under any circumstances.
Now we're in level two. Welcome to new space. These are the fermentation tanks.
After being the only girl from her high school to study agricultural engineering in college, Özcan went to San Francisco to get her master's in enology, the science of winemaking. While she was there, she got a lot of questions about how she could produce wine in a Muslim country.
This is a Muslim country, but we are democratic and we are liberal. And, you know, I'm a Muslim, I'm a winemaker, but it's not conflicting. But now I'm finding it's hard to defend my country in the same way as I did like a couple of years ago.
As Özcan's team bottles hundreds of this year's vintage Neath wines, she reflects on what she now cannot do. No wine tastings, no promotions or advertisements in stores, and she may even have to avoid showing wine on her website. Any company found violating the law can be charged anywhere from $2,500 to $250,000. And it isn't just alcohol producers facing a new reality with the promotion ban.
20% of our revenue was constituted by alcohol companies and what we did for them and, you know, the sponsorships.
That's Deniz Huysal, the editor-in-chief of Time Out Istanbul. A magazine about life in the city, Time Out makes a lot of money from alcohol ads and promotions and regularly recommends restaurants, bars, and cocktails.
You can't create anything that's going to enhance the wish to consume more alcohol. I'm not sure how much would entice a person to go and consume. That's pretty broad, you know.
Until they can figure out exactly what could get them into trouble, Time Out Istanbul's English edition has suspended a popular column that recommends Turkish wines from the country's burgeoning boutique industry. This new law doesn't only affect boutique winemakers or entertainment magazines. Some of the biggest companies in Turkey and Europe are affected as well. Rakı is a traditional Turkish liqueur made from anise seed. In this ad, Rakı plays a big part in a night out on the town with friends and family. Yeni Rakı is owned by Diageo, the world's largest producer of spirits. When asked about Turkey's new promotion and advertising ban, a company spokesperson said they're still committed to their business in Turkey. They said net sales have been up 8% so far this year. But it's hard to see how that will continue. Yeni Rakı, an Efes Pilsen, Turkey's largest beer brand, used to sponsor concerts and festivals. Now, their brands can't be visible in public or on TV. When images of alcoholic beverages do show up, they must be blurred, the way Turkey does for cigarettes. And that's exactly the comparison the government is making.
Ve bugün birçok hastalıkların anası...
Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan explained earlier this year that his government is banning the promotion of booze, as it did with the promotion of smoking, to keep people safe and healthy. But Özcan doesn't buy it. She says that there are lots of things dangerous to people's health. But unlike booze, they're not forbidden in Islam.
Like everything, it's not just for alcohol. If you consume something too much, it can harm you. Like fast food, isn't that harmful? It's harmful. It's like all the fats, trans fats and everything. Do they have labels? Do they warn kids about that? Do they have any restrictions on advertisement of McDonald's or Burger King or any kind of things? They don't have.
At this point, Özcan says she feels abandoned by her government, which gave her the license to produce the things she can't talk about anymore. She and the rest of Turkey's alcohol producers will probably have to start looking abroad to sell their products. On the bright side, says Özcan, maybe it's a good thing that Neath wines go global sooner rather than later. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada, Izmir, Turkey.